This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
I wouldn't say it's going well for Memphis basketball right now. Because based on, you know, last week you had the academic violations come down with Malcolm Dandridge. And now we had the news from over the weekend that Sincere Parker had been arrested, the transfer from McNeese State for, I believe it was the charge was aggravated assault and vandalism, I think was the other charge. He was held over the weekend and I believe since is going to post bond or has posted bond. It was initially $120,000. It was lowered to $75,000. Of course, this is a key piece for Memphis basketball next year. A guy that was brought in to be a starter, no question about that. You know, on the wing, and this all stems from a dispute and an incident, and again, all alleged with a girlfriend from earlier this year in May. There was a reporting by the young woman on June 12th. I believe 16 days, Jason, after the incident allegedly took place. And then there was a follow-up last week by the woman, and that's what led to the ultimate arrest of Sincere Parker. Obviously, Memphis has said that they're aware of the situation and they're not going to comment, you know, pending this police investigation. But we do have I don't know. I guess, do you want to get to the audio from the attorney?
No, since we have now his side.
Yeah.
And those, we may as well get to that first, and then
So we have audio. It's a little long, but it at least shed some light sort of into this case and just sort of where it stands. This is Sincere Parker's attorney Arthur Horn from outside the courtroom earlier this morning.
Originally, they set his bond at $120,000, which is unusually high for somebody with no record, and the fact that the victim lives out of state. And someone who could be closely monitored with a college student. But I guess once they reevaluated it, they reduced it to $75,000, which is still unusually high for the charge and for the fact that he doesn't have a record. But
what do you have?
It's been posted. He'll get out later this afternoon, and we plan on fighting this. This has been a long, ongoing saga between he and the ex-girlfriend. And I just hope the public will give us time to sort through it so the whole story does come out, because there are two sides to this. And right now it looks like my client, Mr. Parker, is a woman abuser, and that's not the case.
Can you explain why the, or I'm sorry, go ahead. So can you explain why the bond hearing was pushed back a week? Is that to kind of push back against the conditions? Is that what you guys are
They initially working on? Didn't understand why it was reduced from $120,000 to $75,000. I think initially they thought there was a gun involved, but because there wasn't a gun involved, it was reduced to $75,000. Next Tuesday will just be for a report. We're not going to address the bond.
Will he have any conditions up against leaving the state or the country?
No.
Okay.
He just has to stay 100 feet away from the victim.
This is the next step is the bond hearing. Is there any idea of what the next step is?
So it won't be a bond hearing. It'll be a report. It'll be set for report. We'll provide some information to the government. We have some what's called reciprocal discovery. Usually when people go and talk to the police will call the alleged perpetrator in to talk to them. In this case, that wasn't done. If it had been done, we would have shown them text messages. We would have showed them videos. We also have his mother was on FaceTime when the whole incident happened, which is fortunate for us and fortunate for our defense of Mr. Parker and his innocence. So I feel pretty strongly about this case resolving favorably for my part.
Is there a reason they didn't bring him in for questioning prior to?
I have no idea why he wasn't called in for questioning. If he would have been called in for questioning, we were ready to go talk. We had our own evidence, and we would have provided that to the Memphis Police Department.
Do you or Sincere have any understanding of, as this is pending, the resolution, how that affects the status of the University of Memphis as a basketball player?
From my understanding, they're going to let the case play itself out before they make a decision on his status with the team. So as of right now, he's fine. As long as I think everything works out favorably, he should be fine.
Do you have any thoughts on just the gap of time from when this incident is alleged to have occurred and when the police were contacted? I noticed that in the affidavit. There was a month and a half gap between those two dates.
Oh, yeah. We know why there was a gap. I mean, and you all are looking at the same thing I'm looking at. So, again, she's probably going to say because she was out of state and had to come back in twice. But there are other things that happen behind the scenes in trying to resolve this without her going to the police. And here we are.
Can you shed light on any of that?
I can't at this point. But it'll come out.
Any help?
I just hope people that he's a college student. He's a fine young man. Coach Hardaway recruited him to come to Memphis, and unfortunately, when young people are in relationships and people get upset and get their feelings hurt, sometimes it becomes tumultuous, and sometimes the police are called to get back at people, and we feel like that's the situation here.
So there you go. I thought the attorney kind of did a good job of laying it all out that he's going to remain on the team pending, you know, the conclusion of this case. Obviously they feel like they have, another side of this, and they feel like they have a strong case. So, we don't know those things, but I think it's always good, to exercise discretion when it comes to, sweeping judgments about any of these things, because I remember distinctly doing a Field of 68 show on the night that Terrence Shannon Jr. was charged with rape at Illinois. And it turns out that it was complete lie. It was made up. That it never happened. He was accused of it. He was, all those things, charged with all those things, but he got dismissed and thrown out. So, it's very important, I think, for us, obviously. I know you would do this anyway, Jason, but to exercise discretion when it comes to what should and should not happen. I mean, this is just one of those things where the case does have to, I think, play out before. And I think Memphis is right to not do anything until that happens.
I agree. Like Memphis is doing, and again, in some cases, the school's going to, maybe there are some questions about the approach that they take. But in this case, I do think we should take the same approach as the school. Because of what you just laid out, that was a very public case with Terrence Shannon Jr. I mean, that pointing to that case and what happened there and sort of what initially was thought and what ends up happening is very important here, but very important probably all the time, is that especially in the sense that a lot of times we tend to come down on, let's be real, just in our initial judgment on that charge side before it's even decided.
Yep.
Now we go to that cliche, innocent until proven guilty, but we run away a lot of times with our eyes and it's sort of guilty beforehand just with the charge. That's what, maybe we won't say that, but in our minds and sometimes in our hearts. Point being, we got to be careful here. There are two sides, as Arthur Horn, Sincere's attorney, said. And listen, there was a detail in there that I hadn't read in the stories and the follow-up about Sincere never being brought in for questioning,
right,
that I think is also important here. That
I guess
stood
that
out.
First, that June 12th date.
That stood out to me.
Yeah.
Because she went back, and Horn talked about her being out of state and having to come back, and there is a gap between the two visits with police. But for him never to be questioned, that seemed odd to me. We can talk about the time and the 16 days after, you know, she reported the incident 16 days after it allegedly happened.
Absolutely.
And there's that, but then there's also, okay, well, after that, there's another month that transpires before she visits with police again. She's fearful for her safety,
yep,
at this point. In the second visit, 3 days later, the warrant is issued. And so there are some gaps there. They talked about them. They say they know the reason why all that. Some of it, she's, again, out of state. But some questions to where there's enough here that we should back off. I don't think there's any way you can go here. And I know some are going to want to go down the road already. Well, this is questionable. And if you get a player that's charged with this, well, with Penny Hardaway, I mean, that's questionable with the guys that you're selecting. What about their character? I think we have to be careful of that.
Yeah.
Even going down that road. You know, and again, he's released today. The wheels of justice will now turn. Sometimes it turns slowly. And my guess, a lot of times in these instances, it's going to turn a little faster here. Because clearly Memphis is going to want some resolution to this very quickly. You don't want this hanging over your head, obviously not going into the season, but particularly hanging over your head during the season. This is something they're going to want resolved quickly. So Horn and those folks are going to push to do so. And we should hopefully get that. So that we're not, you know, and the benefit for us is we don't have to come down one side or the other here.
Exactly.
She may have a case here, and you have to respect that.
Yep.
He may, too. He may be getting wrongfully charged, as John, as you pointed out. It has happened in other cases.
Yeah, exactly. And now,
you know, be objective at this
Illinois,
point.
In that case, it happened sort of mid-season, and so that was kind of the difference. So they suspended him for 6 games, mm-hmm, and then he had to get a temporary restraining order. They later dropped the investigation, the school did. And then, obviously, he got that. He was found not guilty of rape in a courtroom. So, you know, look, here's the truth. In this country, you're innocent until proven guilty. That is the way it's supposed to be. And so coming down any way on this, it's a charge. I mean, that's all it is. It's not a verdict. It's not a sentencing. Sincere Parker may have done this. He may not have done this. I mean, it's up to the jury or whoever, you know, to determine that based on the evidence provided. It's not our job to do that today, nor could we possibly do that. We just literally have her side of it right now. I just think Memphis is you know, doing the right thing by taking a pragmatic approach to it. I mean, there is a court of law for these kinds of things. I really don't think that the university, I mean, look, is it a good look optically for the program? Of course not. I mean, we can acknowledge that. Anybody being charged with that.
No, because you've had Sincere Parker on Front Street since he got here. You've featured him basically with Doug McDaniels starting. I mean, on Instagram, socials, he was prominent at their camp, just like every Penny player, everybody on this roster, prominent at the camps.
Right.
So I question, again, going back to, and especially when you say that he was never questioned, whether Penny Hardaway knew this in June. You know, the incident May 27th, when was Penny even notified? Was it just after the warrant was issued? That's something you wonder when you start going back to, okay, well what the response here,
yep,
about, you know, what you're going to do with Sincere Parker. Well, what did you do? Did you know?
Right.
The fact that he was featured so prominently this summer.
Yep.
I'll just throw it out. He was my son's camp counselor for the week, and I got to meet him. And look, you don't know anything about a person in a meet and greet, but my point was Memphis had him out there out front.
Right.
So that was, you know, middle of June. It would seem to me, you have to be very careful again here, that they would have no knowledge of this May 27th incident at that point because he was so out on Front Street. You know, Memphis just had, they had him, you know, practicing with everybody else. You know, you would think if Memphis already had wind of this May 27th incident, he's not going to be so prominently featured. Now, maybe they already feel like, hey, they have no idea what's going on with the girlfriend. Maybe they do have some inkling and they feel like, you know, this is going to get handled. It's not going to rise to that level. And that's why he's still there. But that's what I'm telling you guys. He was, you know, Memphis expecting big things from Sincere Parker and have been treating it as such since middle of June.
Right.
When we saw him at the camps and he was out there smiling, laughing with all the other guys.
Right. So undeniably, it's obviously just never good for your program to be associated with something like that.
It's just not. It's not good for that guy to get charged.
Absolutely.
You just had out there in front of the kids.
But it's just a charge.
He could, again, have his side and be completely innocent of these charges.
I know people don't like that because, you know, they feel like anytime this happens that they should just immediately be thrown out and dismissed. And
don't care what this is the proper way to approach it. Right?
I mean, yeah. I mean, that's what I would want, you know, because here is the truth. There are definitely cases, a lot of cases where assaults and abuse does happen. There are also lots of cases in America where a young man is falsely accused, especially of prominence. I mean, we see this a lot, especially in athletes, right? Like, we just do. So we have to acknowledge that piece of it. I don't have the statistics in front of me, but I would assume it happens at a much higher rate with athletes than it does in any other sort of form, you know, any other walk of life. So again, I just think discretion is it a great thing for like radio, like, oh, discretion? No, it's not. But I mean, that's what you have to do.
It's the appropriate thing. So, yeah, I don't care how it sounds or how it rates.
Yeah.
This is the way you approach it.
Yeah.
When there are two sides of the story, we shouldn't say innocent until proven guilty, John, and then not approach it that way.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
Doesn't matter what folks think.
So we'll see, you know, does it get dropped? Does it go to trial? You know, what ultimately does become of this? I mean, it does kind of put Memphis in terms of the team in a weird spot. Just in terms of like, am I going to have Sincere Parker? Am I not going to have Sincere? Because obviously if he is guilty of this, he is gone. There's no two ways about that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, who steps into, because we had him pegged as a starter. I mean, does it then become Curtis Givens' role there? Is it going to be, you know, I don't know. I think that probably he's probably the most likely candidate because you got Zach at the three, I'm assuming.
Barry's played some minutes in between him
could
and
be
Zach.
Barry. Could be Barry.
Between 2-3.
Yep.
Now, that's not to take away from the fact that Curtis Givens just played a whole SEC schedule.
Right,
and he's
right,
got
right.
experience, too. And I would think being in the mix, Quante's a little bit, you know, got more mileage on him.
A little older, yeah.
A little more experienced,
yeah.
I should say.
Yeah. No,
but
I mean, that'd be
that's
the competition.
A guy that's going to be in the mix.
Yeah, no, that'd be it.
In terms of his scoring.
Yeah. And listen, I mean, Sincere can be a good player for Memphis. I don't think it's like the difference between the Tigers winning the American and not. I mean, I think he's a scorer, and you know, that's what he is. But I think you can find some scoring. So, again, I think Memphis would like to have him. They prefer to have him, but – it does kind of sort of force you, I think, to think about the other possibilities.
I would say let's be very serious about this, and we've done this objectively, and it's important to use words like alleged and everything else, but for Penny Hardaway, with this on the heels of a national story that at least made national news, now we at least rolled our eyes in terms of some of the national reaction to the Malco story. Your probation got extended. I mean, it's just the truth. And you had a counselor, an academic counselor, paying for tests. It's not a good look for not just this, getting that back to back. It's not a good look for Penny. You had Pat Forty jumping back on it. Oh boy, this is two things now on Penny. What's going on here? That's never a good thing. I'm saying that to say this. You're on probation. And I realize that it's a lot to just say, hey Penny, this is on you to make sure all these guys are taking care of business. And to his credit, we were just. Here's the other thing about this. We were just saying with William Bedford last week, Bedford pointed this out, Penny players don't get arrested.
Right.
All that said, now you've had a couple of incidents here. You don't want to, after earning so much, it feels like equity-wise, with guys like Pat Forty, with your coaching performance, what you've done, you don't want to give this back now by having the look, even the maybe the perception, maybe it's reality. Of a sloppily run program.
Yep.
That's taking chances on kids that it shouldn't. Now, I think there's something else that's very important here, too. Will Wade, who moved on from Sincere, you know, has talked about Sincere Parker and not taking him to NC State. Have you seen anything that said that was because of character issues? That appeared to be a Sincere wanted a bigger role, we would have took him there. So my point is, I think we should factor in all those things, but it all goes back to Penny. Still, you're the guy that took Sincere Parker. This is happening on your watch. You don't want these kinds of headlines. And so if I'm Ed Scott, I'm having this conversation with him, right? We can't have anything. We just had our probation extended. This better, you know, let's get this cleaned up fast. Let's hope this kid's telling the truth.
Yep.
Because even if he's not, it's a bad look.
Oh, most definitely.
It's a really bad look. Even if Penny didn't know till July, the moment the kid gets charged, it's still a bad look because you chose him and you brought him into your program.
Yep.
It's not a good thing, especially for a program just coming off of having the NCAA give it another slap on the wrist. You're on probation. I know this wouldn't necessarily affect that. And programs all across the country have guys get charged with things. Some of them true, some of them not. So that ain't unique to Memphis, but clean it up, man. I mean, you don't want these kinds of headlines over and over. That was a boom boom. And with the Malco thing and then this. Not good for your program.
No, it's not.
I'm just keeping it real as possible.
Yeah, no, I mean it's been a bad couple of weeks for Memphis basketball. I mean, it just has.
We're gonna say it all. It needs to be said all the way around.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Sincere could be innocent.
Yeah.
Still, this is not the kind of headlines you want to be making in July about your basketball program. You've been on the front of ESPN and The Athletic and SI for the wrong reasons.
Yep. Because
will hold that against you.
The truth is, it's a sad, you know, commentary of the way that, you know, the news cycle works. But this, him being charged and arrested, is going to get circulated far more than any exoneration. Right,
1,000%.
If he gets exonerated and it never happened, it's just not going to be. Oh well, see, Memphis is clean. You know, like, it's just not going to happen.
I'm so glad you said that because guess who won't tweet about that is Pat Forty.
100%. He will not. He will not. He will not tweet that Sincere Parker was found. You know, the charges were just dropped or dismissed or whatever the case. He will not do that.
Yeah, his tweet was Thursday. Memphis basketball put on 2-year NCAA probation for academic fraud. Saturday, player arrested on charge of aggravated assault. Not a great run. And he had, quote, tweeted Jason Munz's story about Sincere getting a draft. That's a national guy.
Yeah.
Who's connected to the NCAA. We've always talked about 40. But another point on Pat. We talked about this last week. Penny had won him over. He had come on to the 929 Airways and said, I'm a Penny Hardaway convert. He's won me over with him as a coach. But look how very quickly, and this is not Pat Forty's fault. That's on Penny. You give them anything. Oh, very quickly, they'll throw that out the window. This is a sloppily run program now. That is certainly the perception he's giving off in these tweets.
Yep.
Boom, boom. Ugly. You can't have more of this stuff.
Absolutely.
You have to keep it real. There's no more drama.
Yep. Yep. There you have it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ooh, tiny. Inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.